Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome those who have joined us online, live, over the internet. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Meeting. This evening, we're going to begin by worshiping the Lord and giving Him thanks for His goodness. Let's all stand in the house tonight as we begin to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord and lift up the burdens of those who have written in to us this evening. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for this night. We thank You for Your presence. You promised where two or three gather together in Your name, You'd be in the midst. And we sense Your presence here tonight. We ask that You would glorify Your name and that You would come and inhabit our praises. We honor You and we love You and give You thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture says, "For this was the Son of Man manifested to destroy the works of darkness, the works of evil." Tonight, and we've been singing, our God is greater, our God is stronger, He's higher than any other. We believe that every knee has to bow, hallelujah. Every addiction has to give way to the power of our God. Tonight we're going to pray for those who have addictions. We've got so many that have written in this evening. Here's someone from New York, New York, an anonymous request. I am requesting prayer for two of my sons that are drug addicted, Reginald and Tracy. I am an ordained minister and need a ministerial job. So here's a minister who's got two sons that are addicted to drugs. Here's an anonymous request from Cottage Grove, Oregon. A woman is addicted to alcohol, cigarettes, has severe COPD, very depressed, suicidal. Her only son, age 45, is a lifelong drug addict. Needs prayer tonight. Here's someone from New York. Please pray, God has mercy on me and heals me of a lifelong eating disorder. I want His victory in mind and body so I can fulfill His plan for me. Here's someone from Vermont who's requesting prayer this evening. God, please help the hole in my heart and free me of addiction that consumed my life. Please, God, heal and deliver my mind and body. I want to be free. Well, we're going to believe God for freedom for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Here's, possibly a text message that was sent in. Someone asking for forgiveness for watching porn and who wants to be totally set free. Here's another one. Help me to end the porn addiction. I've seen it end a friend's marriage. Here's someone else who says, John from Indiana, I believe, who says, I'm in the last stages of alcoholism and lost my wife, my job, my kids. I had a good job. Please pray. I'm in my 50s. Pray for a miracle. We're going to believe a miracle for John tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's someone who says, pray for my pain. I'm an addict. Here's someone else, Joanne from Apple Valley, California. Please pray for Brianna, 21, two kids. She's not taking care of because of drugs. Knew the Lord, but is backslidden. Please pray. We have her kids. But here's a praise report. Michael from Bronx, New York, he says, I was prayed for at Times Square Church during a prayer meeting, and God freed me from the bondage of pornography and sexual sin. Hallelujah. We serve an amazing God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Michael, for sending in that praise report. And I want to thank all those who heard the word last week that Pastor William preached, powerful message, and encouraging folks to write in. And we've received tons of praise reports. And so we thank God for you and your obedience to God and His word. And thank you for encouraging us with your praise reports. Tonight, I'm going to ask Lisa Cammy, one of our intercessors, to come and lead us in prayer. Would you take the opportunity right now to break up into small groups of twos and threes? And we're going to begin to pray with one another for God to break addictions tonight in the name of Jesus. If you don't want to hold hands, you're not comfortable doing that, that's okay. But still, please get into groups of twos and threes and let's begin to pray and believe God for freedom tonight for those who have written in and are believing the Lord for a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. God, thank you so much, Lord, that you're greater, God. You're stronger, God. And Lord, I know that you came tonight to set the captives free because there's freedom in this house tonight, Lord. There's freedom in this house, God. There's freedom in the praise. There's freedom in the prayer. Lord, you came, Lord Jesus, so that, oh God, the devil would be destroyed and the principalities and powers of darkness would be broken over our lives, Lord. And Lord, tonight we stand before your throne. It's a throne of grace, and we're asking you because you're asking us to ask. We're asking you because you called us here on Tuesday's nights to pray, to ask you to do the impossible, to ask you to help the helpless, to ask you to break every addiction, to ask you to break every captive, Lord, every chain, every bondage, Lord. And Lord, I'm just asking you that you would simply do what you did for every one of us, God. Lord, I ask you that those that abound in pornography, Lord, that tonight the devil would have a notice, Lord, and the powers of darkness would be averted and every stronghold would be broken over their lives, over their mind, over their hearts. Lord, the things that drive us, the things that drive them, the affections, God, that entwine them into the darkness. Lord, I ask you that something of your presence, something of your power, something of your spirit would invade the very person that thinks it's impossible for them to be free. God, I thank you that faith is arising. Lord, I thank you, God, that those that are addicted to alcohol, those that are addicted to drugs, those that are addicted to sex, Lord, those that can't stop the things that are causing them to hate themselves, Lord, the food bondage, God, the cravings and the hungers and the thirst, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, set them free. Set them free, God. Lord, we put the enemy on notice and every principality and every power of darkness. And we thank you, Lord. Even now, you are breaking chains. Even now, God, you are bringing life. You are bringing hope. You are bringing freedom. You are bringing, oh God, what every person longs for you to bring, God. Lord, you are saving souls right now. You are doing a work that only you could do. And we speak, Lord, as a one-man army in total unity to every mountain. And we command it to be removed. We command it to be exploded. And Lord, I ask you for every person within the sound of our voice that they would feel your love. Father, that they would feel your love, that they would feel your freedom, that they would just stand up and start dancing right where they are, God. Because, Lord, you are answering the longing of their hearts. And even though they can't get there, and even though they might not even have the words, God, tonight you said it is enough. It is finished. This thing is broken. And the chains that held them captive, Lord, and the enemies that they see today, they will see no more tomorrow. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the freedom. We thank you for the chains that are broken and that lives are being restored and hearts are being stirred. And Lord, let it be, God, that Lord, out of their mouth, they would say, only God could do this, and you would get all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. We also want to pray for families this evening. We've got so many that have written in asking for prayer for their families. Here's someone from South Amboy, New Jersey. Pray for Marion and her daughter, that God draw them intimately to him. Pray that their marriage of Donna be healed for God's glory. Here's someone else who's asking for prayer from New York, New York. I miss my husband. My kids miss their dad. Please make him a true man of God and return him to us so we can be a family. Heal him, fill him, mercy. She's crying out for. Here's Donna from Kalama, Washington, I believe it is. I need the love of Jesus. I'm a single parent of three. Please pray for great grace. So here's a single mom asking for prayer. We're going to pray for you tonight, Donna. Here's Mandy from Anchorage, Alaska. For my sister and mother to love each other, they've been fighting for years. For my dad to become a Christian man. So praying for the salvation of her dad as well. Here's Shirley from Grapevine, Texas. Pray for a family of 18-year-old Joey Potter, who died a few weeks ago. Pray for his parents, Valerie, Mike, and siblings, and grandmom, Jean. Praying for them tonight. Hallelujah. But here's some praise reports I want to give you. Here's Michael from Bronx, New York, who says, I submitted a prayer request a few months ago for a baby, and now my wife is 10 weeks pregnant. Hallelujah. Thank God. You hear and answer our prayers. And here's David from New York. My brother Jim is beginning to see and hear God calling him. My God is awesome, he says. Praise God. We're going to pray for families. How many here in the house? You need a miracle in your family. Miracle in your family. So many hands, so many in the music ministry, in our choir. We're going to believe God for that tonight. I want to ask Leslie Kwan, one of our staff members, to come and lead us in prayer. You know, here, every voice counts. So would you lift your voice tonight? Would you lift your voice and let's begin to pray for families, for God to work miracles. Miracles, folks. Miracles in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice to God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that you are a great God, Lord, and you're greatly to be praised, Lord. We thank you that you have a heart for families, Lord. You love them, God. You want to see them function well, God. And so we pray for every family that's represented by the prayer requests that have been sent in, God. We pray for every family that's represented by the people that stand here, those in the choir, those in the congregation. God, we pray for those who are unsaved in our families. God, we pray that you would have mercy on them. God, that you would cause them to come to repentance. God, you would give them that gift of repentance. You would cause them to know truth, God. We pray, Lord, for all of those who have been praying for family members for years, God. We pray that they won't give up hope, Lord. We pray, God, that they would know that you have heard every prayer. God, that they would persevere in praying and believing that you will be God, that you will save their family members. God, we pray for those children who need to come home. God, for those prodigals who have gone far away, Lord. We pray that you would cause them, like you caused that prodigal son, to come to his senses. God, that today, Lord, today you would cause those children to remember what it was like in the father's house. That they would arise and they would come home, God. That they would be compelled to come back to their parents, to come back to church, God. To come back to truth, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, would you do this, God, in those wayward children? Father, we pray for those parents who are praying for their children, God, that they would know, Lord, that you will be faithful. God, we pray your anointing on families as a unit, God, that you would cause there to be unity, Lord. You would cause there to be forgiveness, Lord, where there's been bitterness, God. You would cause there to be love, God, that covers over all sins. Father, we ask for a spirit of humility in families, God, in marriages, in children, in parents. God, that humility that was the humility that Christ had, Lord, you said that that was our inheritance. That is our inheritance, Lord. And so we ask for it, God. We ask that there would be such a humility, Lord, that there would be forgiveness, God, that children would come, God, and ask for forgiveness from their parents. God, you would cause them to obey their parents, Lord. And we ask that out of that, you would cause there to be so much glory for your name, God. When we see families functioning as a unit, when we see them walking in unity, God, you will command the blessing, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that you will also give strength to those who need it, to single parents. God, as Pastor Patrick read that prayer request from Donna, we pray for this single parent, this mother. God, that you will provide, Lord. God, that you will provide finances. God, you would cause that, you would be a husband to all of the single parents out there. God, and you would show yourself strong in their behalf. That they would see, Lord, that they are not alone, God. Father, uphold them. Lord, cause them to know that you cover these families as well, Lord. And Father, we thank you. You will protect the marriages. You will protect those marriages that are on the brink of divorce, God, because you have set those families for a purpose, God, and we pray that no enemy will come and break them up, God, even starting in the marriages. And Father, we thank you, Lord. You are so good, God. We declare your faithfulness tonight. We declare that you are moving on behalf of our families. God, we declare that families will seek you in unity. God, that their desire will be to know you. Their desire will be to glorify you, not separately, but together, God. We know that there is so much power in that unity, God, and we bless you for that tonight. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
God. Tonight we want to take the opportunity to pray for those that need healing, that need healing. We've got so many requests for healing tonight. Want to pray for someone in Clifton, New Jersey. My four-month-old and I have been very sick, and so they're asking for prayer tonight. Here's Dee from New York. New York, please pray for baby Elijah in Haiti. He is diagnosed with water on the brain, condition worsening. He's only a few months old. We're going to pray for baby Elijah in Haiti tonight. We believe our prayers can travel, hallelujah, and transcend continents, seas. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here's Doris from Toronto, Canada. Young Christian man David had a major stroke and is in critical condition. Needs our prayers urgently. Thank you. God bless you. Here's Nicole from New York City. New York, please pray for complete healing for my son, Larry. He has had five seizures since yesterday. Pray for the Lord. Pray that the Lord gives the doctors wisdom and guides their hands in effective treating my son. Lord, do it for the sake of your name and glory. I trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. She writes, praise God. Here's, a message. Please pray for my mom who has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Someone requesting prayer for their mom. Ramona from Bronx, New York. Please pray for my brother Nicholas. He has a tumor in his head and will have surgery tomorrow. We believe in God. Amen. Ramona, we believe in God for you tonight and for Nicholas. Stella from New York City, pray for miraculous healing for Minnie, hospital roommate diagnosed with inoperable cancer. Wow, this sounds like someone who's actually in the hospital and the person next to them has inoperable cancer and sent in this prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he's asking for prayer for Minnie and her loved ones, that God be glorified. Amen. We're going to pray for Minnie in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray for Stella tonight, who sent in this request. Here's Anthony from Boston, Mass, who says, please pray for Minerva. The doctor told her she has 2 weeks to live. She needs salvation and healing for liver cancer. Here's Bev from Kelowna, I believe it's pronounced, Canada. Please pray. I am having breast cancer surgery on the 12th. That's today, having breast cancer surgery. God, we pray for Bev in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For a successful surgery, God. Here's Susan from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Every week I lie in bed sick, watching your service. God bless you, Susan. She says, please, Lord, deliver me. I've been sick for years. And she says, I've been sick for years, and you're the healer. Come, O Lord. We believe God for Susan tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's an anonymous request from Bergenfield, New Jersey. Please pray for my friend's baby, Jorge J. He is battling cancer. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Folks, we believe God tonight. We believe God tonight. He is our healer. With his stripes, we were healed. With his stripes, we were healed. Here's a praise report. Someone from New York who says, thank you, Lord, for healing me from Lyme disease and for answering my prayers. Praise God. Someone who sent in a prayer request. Here's another praise report from New Jersey, from Jersey City. Someone who writes says, my aunt is back on the road to recovery after a very serious illness, which the doctors did not think she was going to pull through. The doctors said no, but God said yes. Thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Marlene Davis to come and lead us in prayer, one of our intercessors tonight. Would you begin to gather in groups of twos and threes again, and let's begin to lift our voices to the Lord. We believe that our prayer matters. Hallelujah. That our prayer counts. That God is able. He said, he that made the ear, shall he not hear? Tonight, we're going to believe God to hear the requests for these that are desperately needing a miracle tonight. Lift your voice. Every voice counts tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name tonight, Lord God. We thank you, my Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, because you are good and you're faithful and your mercy endures forever, my Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are able to heal, God. You are a God who heals, my Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up to you all these prayer requests, my Lord God, those that need healing in their bodies tonight. Oh God, would you have mercy, Lord God? Would you stretch forth your hand and touch them right now, Lord God, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, my Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord God. You are their only hope, my Lord God. My Lord God, we lift up to you, baby Elijah in Haiti, Lord God, that you stretch forth your hand right now and bring healing to his body, oh God. Whatever water is in his brain, my Lord God, would you heal his brain, my Lord God? Remove the water, my Lord God, and let that organ be restored back to normal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord God, we lift up those with cancer tonight, oh God. You are able to heal cancers, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you, my Lord. We ask for your mercy, my Lord, my God. Have mercy, my Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for setting the captives free tonight. Those that have unforgiveness in their hearts, oh God, that you would touch their hearts, oh God, that they'll be able to forgive, my Lord God. You'll be healed from this, my Lord God. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your grace, my Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You are the great healer, Lord God. And we believe in you tonight, Father God, because your word says, ask anything of your Father in your name, and you will do it, oh God. These are your words. These are your promises, my Lord God. And we stand on your promises, my Lord God, that you are healing tonight all those that are sick, my Lord God. We expect great reports from you, Father God, because you are good. You are holy, my Lord God, and your mercy endures forever, God. We give you praise right now, Lord God. We give you thanks in advance, my Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name above disease. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray for those who are battling depression. So many who have written in battling depression. Folks who are battling suicidal thoughts. Here's Denise from Tampa, Florida. Please pray for Ronald, who's depressed. He has not gone to church in over 6 weeks. He does not believe that God forgave him of his sins. Here's a text message that came in. I feel like I won't make it through the day. My heart hurts and it's shattered. Please pray for me. We're going to pray for them tonight. Here's another message that came in. Pray that I can shake defeat, the defeat I feel. We're going to pray that God breaks that tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's another message. Someone writing in, I believe a text message, just don't want to go on anymore. I feel trapped and all alone, like a mistake to everyone. Never a treasure, from New York. Oh, Jesus. 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 Here's a praise report. Someone from Alabama who writes, who says, praise God, he has given me peace and trust. My faith increased. I was struggling with anxiety and depression. I am 32, single Christian, and was feeling like nothing would ever change. But they said, praise God, God's given them peace and trust, and their faith has increased. Hallelujah. And here's Heidi from Fredericksburg, Virginia, who says, last week you prayed for those depressed. She said, a weight of sadness that I could not seem to overcome for 5 days prior, even during my personal time of prayer and praise, was lifted. Praise God. Thank you for praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Brother Richard Davis if he'd come and lead us in prayer. Would you lift your voice to God tonight and let's pray that God break this spirit of depression, that he drive out the spirit of depression. Hallelujah. Suicidal thoughts, we take authority over that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come before you, God, with praise and thanksgiving, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask for you stand. And we stand in the gap for those who are suffering with depression, God. We are standing in the gap against those suicidal thoughts, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch them, God. Touch them, God, right now, God. We stand against every demonic thought from the enemy that tells people that they are no good, that they are not loved, that they are unwanted. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, for those lives, God. We come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your name is higher than every name, Jesus. We cast down the strongholds of depression. We stand down, we cast down the thoughts of suicidal thoughts, God. Those who think they have no place in this world. Father God, show them that they are loved. Show them that it is by your love, God, that they are here, that you love them and that you have a plan and purpose for their life, God. Father God, your word says that you would never leave them. You would never forsake them, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God. Those who have no hope, God, we ask you, Father God, to give those who have no hope, hope, God. Father God, let them see your face. Show your face upon them, Jesus. We asking right now, Father God, that you will show yourself mightily in their situation, God. That they will know that they are loved, God. And that let them see your face and keep their eyes focused on you. There is no circumstance. There is no situation. There is nothing in this world that is higher than you. And yet there is no problem that can be overcome, God. Let them know, Father God, right now, in their time of hour, in their time of need, God, that we are crying out that you will come and break the chains. You will break the bonds, God. Father God, lift those who have suicidal thoughts. No more, God. No more, God. Let them know that they are loved, God. Show them, God, that they have a plan and a purpose in this world, God. And we thank you, Father God. Wrap your arms around them. Let them know that they are loved, God. And it's by your power of love, God, that will break these chains, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for what you're doing in this day and time. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for freedom, Lord. We thank you for deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, over suicidal thoughts, Lord, over suicidal thoughts. God, over anxiety, depression. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for victory. We thank you that your anointing still breaks every yoke. That your anointing still breaks every fetter. God, we thank you for freedom. We give you the highest praise. In the name of Jesus, those online, begin to worship him. Begin to thank him by faith now. Begin to thank him for freedom. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him for the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Psalm 34. To many, a very familiar psalm. If I were to entitle this, I would entitle it, Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Just to give you a little bit of a background, the psalmist David is excited to be out of the enemy's territory. While running from Saul, he found himself in a place where he should not have been in the first place. How many of us know what that's like? You've been in a place where you know you had no business being there, but you find yourself in that place. And David found himself in such a place, but now he's escaped, and so he's very excited, he's elated, he's very happy. And as a result, he pens this psalm to give thanks to God for who he is and for what he's done. I want you to notice that he doesn't boast about his own cleverness or skill in getting himself out of this particular situation, but he boasts in the Lord. He rejoices in the Lord. David knows that it's the Lord who saw him through this particular situation. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless, in other words, all who are humble and afflicted, take heart, be encouraged. He says, come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us magnify the Lord together. Let us exalt his name. Praise God. In verse 3, it says, come, let us tell, let us magnify the Lord's greatness. Let us tell Let us exalt his name together. Who is David inviting to join him? Who is David inviting to join him? Well, I believe it's his men, the few men that had already gathered to him. One commentator believed that David had initially been speaking to his men when he wrote this psalm, and I believe that as well. He was calling them to take time in the middle of this warfare, this time of war, to begin to take time to worship the Lord, to begin to focus on the Lord, to begin to worship him in the middle of this time of warfare. And I began to think of that because that's an awesome thought, folks. Because you and I, see, at times we have to begin to do that. We have to learn to worship the Lord in the middle of our circumstances, our difficulty, in the middle of our warfare. We are in a spiritual war, whether you realize that or not tonight. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We are in a spiritual war tonight. A spiritual war. And there's no escaping that at any point in time. And there is no better place to take solace than in the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about getting alone with him, getting into that, what the Bible calls that secret closet, that place of prayer. One psalmist wrote it this way. He says, those who dwell in the shadow of the Most High shall find a resting place, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. We'll find a home there. He begins to exhort those who are with him to find solace in the presence of God. The scriptures tell us, pour out your heart before the Lord because God is a refuge for us. Selah. Proverbs 18:10 puts it this way. The name of the Lord is a fortress, a strong tower. The godly can run to him and are safe. Hallelujah. The psalmist reminds us why we should begin to bless the Lord throughout this psalm. First of all, he says, the Lord answers prayer. The Lord answers prayer. He says in verse 4, the first part of verse 4, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. In the first part of verse 6, again, he writes, in my desperation, in my time of poverty, I prayed and the Lord listened. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 puts it this way. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who recognize their need of God, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. For theirs is the kingdom of God. He says, in my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened to me. Tonight, I think of a praise report that I heard about a woman. It says the praise report was this. It was about an unsaved friend who was brought here to the house during our pre-service time and was prayed for. Someone brought their unsaved friend, in other words, someone who wasn't a Christian, to the prayer meeting back in July, which is just last month. And the friend was battling alcoholism and came seeking God for deliverance because the friend persistently said, try God, try God. They came up for prayer during the pre-service time and had an intercessor pray for them. The intercessor shared her testimony how Jesus set her free from binge drinking and was willing to do the same, and that God would also change their life as a result of coming to prayer, to the prayer meeting. The person is now 30 days drink free. Hallelujah. And said, my life has changed from the prayer meeting, just like the intercessor said. Hallelujah. It's a modern day example of Jesus honoring the faith of friends, just like the story in Mark chapter 2. He honored the faith of the persistent friends, the paralyzed man who lowered him to Jesus, who lowered him in the house. You remember the story. We heard about it Sunday night as Carla began to speak about it. Lowered that person into the house in front of Jesus through the roof. And so we must keep praying for our unsaved family members, friends, coworkers, just because God is faithful, folks. God is faithful. God is pouring out his mercy on all who call upon him while proving that the effectual, fervent prayers of those who are righteous avail much. Hallelujah. The Lord answers prayer, but the psalmist doesn't end there. He said, the Lord is a deliverer. He delivers from fear. In verse 4 again, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Somebody say all. All my fears. Hallelujah. The Lord is a deliverer. He delivers from fear. Verse 5, it says, those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In other words, there'll be a brightness about them. A brightness will come upon their countenances. There'll be radiance with joy. Joy will come upon them, will overtake them. No shadow of shame will darken their faces, which means no more blushing because of shame. No more need to hide yourself, hide your face. Those who look to him for help, in other words, those who trust in him, those who come to him and trust in him, hallelujah, will be radiant with joy. All of a sudden, the joy of the Lord will become their strength. A peace that passes all understanding will begin to guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. He delivers from shame tonight, whether it's shame for things you've done or things you haven't done. Maybe things you felt like you should have done and you didn't do, you didn't follow through on. Maybe responsibilities that you should have taken up, but you didn't take up. The Lord delivers from shame, whether it's shame for things you've done or you haven't done, or maybe shame for things that were done to you. I think of so many who were abused and carry the shame of that. Or maybe things you didn't do. Tonight I think of another testimony of someone who said, I grew up in a young person. Who said, I grew up in a single parented home. She says she was sexually abused for years by members in her own family. She was exposed to pornography and even raped. As a result, she became a full-blown alcoholic, sexually active at the age of 12. She was chronically depressed and suicidal. In addition, her grandmother, the only one that showed her love and affection, was diagnosed with cancer. She heard the gospel at the age of 13 and said the sinner's prayer, but because she had no guidance, she turned right back to the world. However, she knew that the gospel was true. And a few years later, her good friend invited her to the church. Before her grandmother died, she encouraged her also to go back to church. God spoke deeply to her heart, and she finally found all that she was looking for. In place of her confusion, hurt, and depression, she gave her heart to the Lord a week before her 17th birthday. She was set free from alcohol addiction. She was given a reason to live. She is now married with a husband that loves her dearly. Hallelujah. She has 4 boys, and she's active in our youth ministry as a youth worker, and she's gone on plenty of mission trips. Come on, give God praise tonight. He is a deliverer. The psalmist said he is a deliverer. Can I get a witness in here tonight? He's a deliverer. He delivers from fear. He delivers from shame. The psalmist said he also delivers from trouble. Are you in trouble tonight? Financial trouble. Maybe you're in financial trouble tonight. He delivers from trouble. Verse 6, in my depression, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. Hallelujah. Verse 17, the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Praise the Lord. The psalmist goes on to say, the Lord protects and keeps those who worship and trust in him. Who worship and trust in him. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord, you know that's Jesus. The angel of the Lord was Christ incarnate. Christ manifested, pre-incarnated in the Old Testament. The angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all those who fear him. He has your back. When you put your trust in the Lord, if God is for you, who can be against you? He guards, hallelujah, and surrounds and defends all those who fear him. In other words, those who revere him and worship him in awe. Praise the Lord. The psalmist goes on and says, tells us that the Lord satisfies in verse 8. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And the idea here doesn't mean that you and I should just take a sip or a nibble. Hallelujah. But the picture is of you and I feeding on his word. Feeding on his word, hallelujah, and experiencing all that he has for us experiencing everything that he has for us. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Again, those who trust in him. He satisfies the thirsting soul tonight. He fills the hungry with good things. The Lord supplies our needs as well. Verse 9 and 10. Fear the Lord, you his godly ones. In other words, revere him and worship him. For those who fear him will have all that they need. Even the strong young lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing, will lack no beneficial thing. That which is beneficial to you and I will be supplied because the Lord is our shepherd. We have everything we need. Hallelujah. We have everything we need. Those who trust in the Lord will not lack any good thing. And the idea is, the picture here is of those who seek the Lord, those who inquire out of necessity on the authority of his word. We come to God with his promises, with his word in hand, and we say, Lord, you said this in your word, and so I've come to claim what you have promised. Praise the Lord. The Lord comforts us with his presence as well. Verse 18, when we've done wrong, he doesn't abandon us or forsake us. The psalmist goes on to say, the Lord is close to the broken heart. In other words, those with a contrite heart, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, the scripture tells us he will not despise. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. And the picture is here is of someone who is sorrowful because of the wrong they've done. The weight of their sin is crushing them. And they sense the sorrow and the grief of what they've done, the wrong they've done. The promise here is that the Lord will come to you and he will comfort you. You know, the Lord doesn't abandon us when we do wrong. Some folks think that the Lord will run from us or hide from us when we've done wrong. Think of Adam and Eve in the garden. They went and hid, and the Lord came looking for them. He said, Adam, where are you? He seeks us out. Why would the Lord abandon you at the time you and I need him the most? On the contrary, he wraps us in his arm. He takes us in his arm. The Bible says underneath us are everlasting arms. He takes us in his arms and he comforts us and assures us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed, those who feel the grief and sorrow of the wrong they've done. He rescues us. He rescues them. Amazing. When we humble ourselves before the Lord and admit the wrong, the Lord comforts us with his presence. He also gives us, the word rescue here means to give us victory. He saves us. He rescues those who are sorrowful because of the wrong and the sin. In other words, he gives us victory over that wrong so we no longer have to continue in that wrong. He breaks the pattern of wrongdoing and sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He breaks the pattern. Praise the Lord. I could go on, but my time has run out, so we're going to pray. The psalmist said, that's why I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. It doesn't matter what kind of day I've had. It doesn't matter what kind of season I'm in. God is good and his mercy endures forever. Let's stand, folks. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to take the time to worship him. I want you to lift your hands tonight. Those of you online, I want you to lift your hands tonight. I want you to lift your hands and begin to talk to God. Begin to thank him for his goodness. Thank him for all the times he's seen you through. Thank him for all the times he's provided and met your needs. Thank you for all the times he's opened doors for you. Thank him for all the times he's closed doors and protected you. Hallelujah. He's protected you. Begin to lift your hands and thank him tonight. Begin to worship him. We're going to begin to bless him tonight. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for being our deliverer. Thank you for being our savior. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being the one that satisfies. Lord, the one that protected us time and time again. Hallelujah. The one who supplies our every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you that we'll never be condemned, Lord, for trusting in you. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight. We take time to say thank you. Lord, like that one leper who was healed. Lord, 10 were healed, but that only one came back to say thank you. We come back to say thank you, Lord. Like the psalmist David, who was still being pursued by Saul, he took time to worship you. He took time to praise you. Lord, the devil's not going to get our song. The rocks are not going to cry out before us. You are good and your mercy endures forever. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. Lord, I want to thank you for saving my parents. I want to thank you for saving my brother. I want to thank you for saving, Lord, my cousins. Lord, I want to thank you, oh God, for the times where you provided. Lord, where I needed a financial breakthrough and you came through. Lord, I want to thank you for the times I needed direction and you gave me a word. Lord, I want to thank you for your protection. I want to thank you for the times I could have been in a car accident, but God, you protected me. I want to thank you for the times when I was in a car accident and you protected me. I want to thank you for the times when I was sick and you raised me up out of the hospital bed. I want to thank you for the times where I was sad and depressed and you broke the depression over my life. I want to thank you for the times when I didn't see my way out, Lord, but you made a way out of no way. I want to thank you for the times where you parted my Red Sea. I want to thank you tonight because you're good and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless them tonight. Let's bless them tonight. Now we've cast all our cares on him, right? So we've come to that moment in the service where we begin to sing with freedom. We begin to sing, hallelujah, with liberty, because we know that God is in control and that he has us. He has us, hallelujah. He has all our needs, our cares, and our concerns, and he's going to work it out, amen? So I want you to sing by faith tonight in the name of Jesus. I want you to sing this song, Freedom, with us and begin to rejoice before the Lord tonight, because God is going to work it out. Amen. He's going to work it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God for his presence tonight. We thank God for his people. Thank God for you. We're so glad you've joined us this evening. We want to encourage you to continue to believe and trust the Lord. We hope you'll join us next week, 7 o'clock, right back here. Invite a friend. Please send us your selfies, videos, pictures, testimonies of what God has done in your life. We love you and thank God for you. We're going to ask our church right now to begin to wave goodbye. Ask our camera crew to turn the cameras to our church. The Lord bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week. Amen. Praise God.